I want you to go back and talk a little bit about that Genesis 25 passage, because it's vitally important that our listeners understand.
I agree with you, David, because this is so key to understanding the culture and the foundation of the Islamic faith. When we're back in the book of Genesis, Islam was not a part of this world, but the beginnings of Islam were right there. In the 25th chapter of the book of Genesis, we see that Ishmael had 12 sons. They were chiefs of tribes living in tents. Now, this is key to understand, because this is what you would call a Bedouin, a nomad, or actually the word in Arabic, an Arab. These are the peoples that started out, and they started living in a place called Arabia. Remember, I mentioned that the book of Genesis says in chapter 17 and verse 20, Ishmael would father one nation. That came from Jesus Christ, a pre-incarnate appearance to Abraham to let him know what this one son would do. And the 18th verse of Genesis 25 gives us the geographical description of Arabia today, the location where these people would go to. So Ishmael took his family. They went into Arabia with the 12 sons being chiefs of tribes living in tents in the desert. They became these Arabs or nomads or Bedouins. Of course, the strongest leader of the 12 sons would try to take over the other tribal leaders and combine what he had with what they had to become the most powerful. If they were able to defeat one of the other tribes, the weaker tribe would come under the persuasion of the brother who was the strongest, and that brother, the strongest one, would be referred to as an Islamic warrior. Now, that's not talking about Islam way back at that time, 4,000 years ago, but it's the Arabic language that is being used, ultimately Arabic, which is what we would come up with in the nations of this gathering of people and this same religiosity, would be called Muslims, a part of the Islamic faith. Many people think that Islam means peace. That is incorrect. It means submission. The word for peace is salam, not Islam. And it's a culture that was developing that was going to ultimately come out and be called the Islamic faith today. For example, the founder of the Islamic faith, we're talking about Muhammad, about 1,400 years ago, he said he was a direct descendant of Ishmael. Now, that's key, because he was a tribal leader, one of those 12 tribes originally from Ishmael. And this foundation is needed, and we'll continue in the program. We'll more explain how this all came together. But I think that's key, and you're absolutely right. Genesis 25 is key to the understanding of the Islamic faith and its foundation.